morning. This is KURU 89.1 FM here in Silver City, Nuevo Mexico. This is actually the local flavor with George Carr and El Gato Loco, man. Good morning, George. How you doing?
I am wonderful.
Oh, man, you're just so exciting. Every time I talk to you, I just get more excited.
You know, I try to bring that out.
And I just want to say good morning to my...
Even despite the fact that you're wearing a shirt that relates to a non-sport.
No, hey, watch it. Stop it there. Stop it. I'm not even going to talk. I was going to talk more about women's softball, man. It is rocking and rolling. But first, I got to start off with Deal. Billy is out of town, and I just want to wish her happy birthday. Oh, no, it's not her birthday, is it? She doesn't want birthdays just like you. I just
happy
want to say
birthday,
good morning.
Billy. Happy birthday.
Not until January. But the thing is, I just got to say this. Talk to me, George. I'm just the MC, dude. I'm just the MC. All right? Even though we got Matt Reynolds, and I want him to be the MC. Can I have Matt Reynolds be the MC? Would that be okay?
No.
Come on, man. Take the job, Matt. My goodness.
First, you have to learn my last name. It's not Reynolds.
I'm not going to mention your last name.
Like,
I don't care about your last name.
Tunnels.
Don't even ask me. What is it? Tunnels?
Like Tunnels.
Tunnels.
With an R.
I can call Matt Tunnels. Is that all right?
Yeah, do that.
Man, that's cool, though. I like Dewey better.
I know. Dewey is better.
How you doing, Dewey?
I'm well. And you?
I'm doing great. Can't complain.
Good. Good. Thanks for having me here this morning, gentlemen. I appreciate it.
You always appreciate everything, man. Why?
Well, because I'm a world of gratitude. I mean, it's not. I'm not Raul, but I've got it pretty good.
Every morning I wake up and I'm saying, "Oh my gosh, I got to make it through the day today. What's next?" But you know what? I'm so grateful to be alive, just like you and George.
Right? I mean, it's all good,
man. You know what? No matter how I look at it, every time I walk around, he goes, "Why are you so happy?" I don't know. I don't know why I'm so happy.
Well, because you live here and you are you.
This is my place.
It's good being Raul.
I just enjoy this community, and I love my people. And you know what, George? I am so glad that I got to meet you first thing, and here we are, man. We're, like, tied to the hips.
Yeah,
to the
we
hip,
are, sort of.
Period.
But, you know, if I were you, I would deny that you even know me.
Well, I don't know about that. I think you're getting a little bit more popular than people know. Did you know that? Hey, this is a shirt from Hawaii Golf Course, and my wife went to Hawaii and bought me a shirt and took pictures of the golf course, and how much more, how much terrible could it be in, man? This course was amazing.
It must be.
Oh, they're in Hawaii. I know. I don't want to go to Hawaii. Do you want to go to Hawaii?
So now, I'm going to go back to the George conversation.
Why do you want to go back to the George conversation?
Because George wants to leave the room, man.
I think that we need to be looking at George with his diversity and intellect, his tenacity for municipal judge.
Boy, and let me tell you, he should be the municipal judge.
No, I mean,
he'd be the best.
I know you're a jokester, so we won't joke about this now.
Absolutely not.
I mean, and all
I mean, talking about the dedication this guy has, you know, no matter how you look at it, matter of fact, there's a blanket and a pillow here. I think he lives here. What do you think?
He does. He does. I mean, I've come by at night and seen the lights on and him in here working on the computer, making sure it's running right. It is dedication.
You know, it's just amazing, George, how dedicated you are.
You know, and here I thought that the two of you would only speak the truth.
Well, we are.
Hey, yeah, you know, me, I just, I'm kind of.
Let me assure you, that's the truth.
I was excited. Did you read up that deal about Boston? Again? Boston being the.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Unfriggin' believable. How many has it been? I mean, those guys are amazing. I remember back, you know, I don't want to go that far back like you in the 50s and 60s, but, you know, me in the 80s, you know, 90s.
You don't want to talk about Bob Cousy?
I would love to talk about Bob Cousy. Matt, do you know who Bob Cousy is?
You know, Mr. and Mrs. Cousy's son, Bob. Of course I do.
It's just amazing. It's the perfect time to be on this earth right now, from sports to Perlis baseball to Matt Reynolds, George Carr. I'm just a happy guy. Everything's good.
Well, there you go.
So what do you want to say about Bob Cousy, man? What do you want to say about Bob Cousy?
Well, he's one of the few basketball players that I actually remember.
I'm not watching very much of NBA at all. It's just the game has changed so much where it's kind of like I'll watch, you know, the finals, you know. I can watch that. But right now, I can watch a little bit of it. But I'm really into the women's softball right now.
And burlesque.
And burlesque. Man, that is cool, man. I'm kind of excited about that.
You think?
You know, I'm just the MC. I'm just the MC. But
I think you're going to have to go to therapy over there. You need a couple of therapies. Different opinion and views.
You know,
is really a thorn. I hope it doesn't fester.
Well, you know what? I'm still thinking about costumes and people calling about their costumes. And I think the neat thing is it's going to be really cool because everybody's included, kids and open space brewery. You got the frozen rope, I think it's an ale. And then we also have the interesting, even Doug Dinwiddie, Dr. Doug Dinwiddie, he texted me yesterday and he goes, what do you think about putting this in the fourth inning? And I'm saying, what is going on here? He wants to go a backwards inning. Have you ever heard about a backwards inning?
No, but that doesn't mean anything to me.
What is it? You start with 3 outs? I don't want to
hear some backward things.
Hey, you know what? I never thought about doing starting off with 3 outs. That's a good that's a good idea. Dr. Dinwiddie, he's just amazing, because he pretty much kicked it off. Hey, Ken, how's it going?
It's going all right.
Man, what
sorry I was late, man, but I had an early morning therapy session I could deal with the people on this show.
Is that what it's all about?
Right.
And then we had to bring the main guy here, I know. Matt Reynolds. I don't know.
Aluminum magnate, right? Hey, funny, dude. Aluminum's not magnetic either.
I'm stressing out right now.
At least I'm not an aluminum maggot.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, boy, those are tough. They got tough teeth. I'll tell you that. They don't get too heavy.
Hey, Ken, I haven't checked out my therapist yet. I did. I talked to her this morning.
Good. Yeah.
And
that's Billy.
That's the problem. You've been thinking that's your therapist.
So I'm freaking out. Come on, Matt, check this out. He has a basketball hat on. Uh-huh. He came in with the violin case, and he just got through therapy. I think I want to be the first one to duck. I'll be the first one running out of here.
It's a confused thing. I mean, he's a guy from East L.A. coming out here trying to be a vato from here.
And you know, he's like, a vato.
They don't fit in, man. They got the wrong accent, bro.
What in the world? What planet is this I'm on?
Oh, my goodness.
It's an alternative,
No matter how you look at it, they say, man, where do you guys come up with all this stuff? I said, I have no idea. I just wake up in the morning, show up at the radio station, and I'm here with Ken and George and Matt.
What does it say? Basketball? I can't remember.
Irish basketball.
Yeah. Irish basketball?
Yeah. They play basketball there.
Did they play the Celtics?
No. No, they're the original Celtics.
Right? Darn, I'm good.
You are.
Yeah.
Good.
No, I'm glad to see you, Ken.
Originally, the other Celtics over there are just, they're just immigrants, expatriates. They're not Irish guys,
There's more Irish in America than there is Ireland.
Yeah, that's what you can
And
think.
You can say the same thing about Israel. There's more Jews in America than there is.
Well, I know. You can say the same thing about, Mexicans almost.
No. Yeah, and that's the truth.
There was a short period of time where outside of Mexico City, outside of DF, L.A. was the biggest Mexican population in North America.
I'd like to check that because I got to tell you, most every Chicago is huge.
Oh, I know, but Chicago's still not as huge as L.A.
But it's East
for Mexicanos,
LA.
No. No, they're all over L.A., man. We don't separate people like that, man.
But it's
we don't, man.
We're all in it together.
I want to know the difference between a violin and a fiddle.
The difference between a violin and a fiddle. Well, you can't do violins with a fiddle.
He's been hanging out with me this morning.
I mean, he really has.
He hung out with me this morning.
Yeah, but anyway, that subtle twist.
Well, I was up till 1 o'clock last night doing radio stuff.
I went to bed at 8:30 last night.
You want to talk about the guy that's dedicated?
Yeah.
This station would not be in existence but for a kid.
Why do you think he's so thin? He's a pretty good antenna too.
Yeah, I know. That's right. Yeah. At least I'm not an aerial. That's really, man. Is that a character, an antenna and an aerial? You know
Is that a character in a Disney movie?
Yeah, right. Yeah, aerial. Right.
Oh, you guys too much. Hey, yeah, man, I just want to kick off right now, man. We got Matt Reynolds here, and I just want to say, you know, he is running for a position. And like I said, a friend of mine also, Patrick Snedeker, he's also running in that position also. And I just want to say he was invited in March. He didn't show up. And the thing is, the door is wide open for him to come back on. Right, George?
Yep.
You know, because I don't want to see this guy twice back to back. What do you think? Do you want to see this guy twice back to back? So we just got to give all the information.
And you realize this is radio. It's TV without pictures. Yeah. So the scene, you know, you have to have a vivid imagination to see.
Is that pretty cool? Thank you, man. I'm so glad you got up early this morning, didn't you?
I did.
Did you have coffee?
Really, I get up early, and it's kind of sad. And then I'm in bed by 8:30 like you are.
I got to knock. I know. I just got to hand it to Roger Tree. We were up at 6 this morning. If you guys see the Silver City cam, we have our little buggy for Burlesque Baseball right there in the corner. Right. And it's really cool whenever you see the cam. The Silver City camera there at overseeing the toad and the community, and you can relapse it, and I relapsed about 10 times me setting everything up. Man, it is a cool thing, man. I'm pretty excited, man. I don't need very many toys. You know that?
You know what? Could I send a message out into the ether?
Please,
Jeannie, I forgot my tea. So actually, the Irish group is going to have a. Just a sort of a jam session over at the Corner Kitchen this till 11 this morning, starting at 9.
Oh, really? So you're playing it early in the morning?
No, I'm not. I'm going
Howard's?
After this.
You're down
at Howard's, right.
Are you playing the violin or the fiddle?
Yeah, I'll be playing the fiddle, man.
Sorry, Matt. I had to throw that
out. Well, I mean, it's true, though, right? The difference is... The only difference between the two instruments is the player.
It's not just a player. It's a violin maker, you know? As a violin maker, I like violinists, and I like to sell violins because they pay more than fiddle players. The instrument's the same.
The instrument absolutely is the same.
And people say, well, you know, people that don't use music.
Take that?
Absolutely.
So now I do have
you got really good pictures. Privileges. Absolutely. I got 30,000 photographs in my phone and 20,000 of them is of me. Stop it.
That's more than that. You can't count.
That little left you.
You can't count. I've looked at your phone. I've seen that phone.
Well, it's just me and George, you know, because we're going to be hitting the big screen one of these days. Right, George?
Well, I don't know why. I mean, really, I don't know. This is a lot...
I mean, a lot of people have big screens.
We're going to be serious now, all right?
Deep breath. Well, I don't know why you don't have a camera up here taking a picture and putting it on cats.
Yeah.
What's that about?
Well, we have had, I know when Nick was coming in here for a while, he would set up.
Which Nick? There's a lot of Nick.
Nick Prince.
Nick
Prince.
Prince. And he would set up a whole thing, and he was broadcasting on the air. To, I guess, onto Facebook and stuff like that, you know?
It's not the air. Radio is on the air. In the air. Okay?
So it's TV.
And real television stations are in the air. They just broadcast on the wire.
And we are here at the 101 radio course, starting off with George Kent and
Matt Reynolds.
So we're doing good.
We are in the air.
I'm always in the air.
I know you're airhead.
I'm always in the air. You know what? Right. I opened that door just for you, just for that. Thank you very much,
Jack. You're welcome. Yeah, I know. Yeah,
I got
an airhead, and you're
I got a question.
Talk to me.
And you're losing your rug on top.
We're in New Mexico.
New Mexico. Yeah.
And if I mispronounced your last name,
oh, here we go with the last names again.
I mean,
what is my last name?
Essay.
No. That's a good one. Really good.
He's got two names. Orale Ese.
It's Runnels. Runnels.
Like
Runnels.
Runnels. Well, it makes me feel you're not as intelligent as I think you are.
boy, yeah. You've been hanging out with this guy in the therapy session with Ken? Is that what's going on?
That's exactly what I was doing this morning.
All right. I was going to come in and be very judicial, and I can see that one.
Well, you know what?
About 2 seconds
into
this.
You already got the lawyer here. So.
I mean, right? No.
Yeah, we got a lawyer.
There's a difference between judges and lawyers.
We got a lawyer and a judge. What is the difference anyway?
Yeah, what is the difference?
Come on.
A degree and passing the bar. I can do it.
Right. That's right.
Well, who has more cocktails, the lawyer or the judge?
Well, it depends on either one of them. Yeah. You know, I know some lawyers that started early with a little drink in their coffee.
Especially if you're from Duke
and
or Harvard.
And really hitting prime time, right? I know some judges like that.
And
I know some teetotalers.
I was a partner in a law firm where we seriously discussed opening a beverage service in space next to our office, and we call it the library.
Yeah, no,
so that,
really, George?
So that any time somebody went off to have an adult beverage, they could inform their receptionist, tell everyone I'm in the library.
I'm in the library. Oh, my. Man, you got to understand with George, okay? Last week, he ended up where Janis Joplin actually threw a snowball at him.
That was
really? George.
Yeah. One of the highest points of my
life. George, can you imagine Janis Joplin throwing a snowball at him?
And it's Janis, buddy.
Janis. Here we go. All right, Janis. I didn't know I was supposed to be here, man.
You've got
to
enunciate. If you're going to be on
Janis.
If you're going to be on
Runnels,
TV with no pictures.
Runnels, Kepler, and Carr.
It's actually Kepler.
Kepler?
Yeah.
All right, from now on, I'm going to say, hey, man, this is Ken Kepler. All right, you okay with that?
That's better. Yeah.
All right.
You know, and Raul Essay.
Raul Essay. Go ahead, George.
Yeah, we invited Matt to be here today so that...
I didn't invite him. Did you invite him? I didn't invite him. Ken, did
I
you...
I show up at opportune times.
Kepler, did you invite him?
Who?
That's the best answer of the whole day.
Go ahead, George. And then I'll get two and a half minutes.
We have too much fun.
He's here today to talk about his campaign.
I am. I am running for magistrate judge. It's Matt, M-A-T-T, Runnels, R-U-N-N-E-L-S.
Why?
I thought it was...
Why? Because I had a lot of people. Okay? I had a lot of people... want me to take that position. You know,
because his hair is
O-S-E.
Because his hair is white,
but
too.
But that was when I was a maggot eating.
Right,
so
right.
I'm kind of going up in steps.
Maggot eating.
Aluminum.
Aluminium.
Aluminium.
Yeah. I mean, that's first time I heard you Brits talk like that, I went, what in the world? I can't even talk over here.
Yeah, well, that's because we have a Jaguar and you don't.
That's right. with a bad Lucas electrical system.
Right, I know.
Just so you understand.
And remember,
that's the half of it.
That's the half of it.
And remember, it's Kepler. Kepler, all right? Yeah.
I mean, I want you to enunciate.
Okay, so that's cool. Let me ask you something.
You know, as a product of Grant County, it makes you look
kind of like us
Lee County boys, more intelligent.
So let me ask you, Matt. You know, you've been around a long time here in Grant County, you know, and you've done a lot here in this community. You've ran radio stations, so and so on. You know, I don't even know who you are. What do you do? What's your background? I mean, what's going on?
Well, I escaped from prison.
And you want to run for judge.
Right? I mean, it just kind of fits in.
Hey, my sister's out in parole. No. So tell me a little bit about yourself. And I'm serious.
Are you really? Y'all really want to go from laughing and giggling? Okay.
Well,
let me tell you how.
Par for the course.
I did own stations. Had three stations in Roswell, three in Alamogordo, had two stations here, and my wife and I decided it was time to move out of Roswell. So we looked at the different communities, and we chose to move here and raise our daughters. And they're still here and have blessed me with a couple of grandkids.
So how long have you been here?
24, almost 25 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you could have moved to Jal.
Yeah, I've been to JAL. I've owned a business.
Well, what's that other one? Yeah,
I mean,
JAL.
I did a gig there once.
You know?
Eunice? What's the other one? Eunice?
Eunice?
Yeah, Eunice, yeah.
I mean, all that.
I used to live near Eunice.
Oh, of course you have. Of
Eunice,
you
Louisiana.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, just north of Crawley.
So anyhow, okay. I moved here owning the radio stations, KNFT, AM, and FM. Rented KWNW, and then put on the air the station down in Lordsburg.
So Lordsburg had a station, too?
They still have a station. It's still on the air.
They do? I had no idea.
You know, and there's not a lot of people that get to build radio stations. Most people have money and buy them.
But you actually build them from the ground up, huh?
I mean, through the process of permitting them and then building them.
Huh.
Wow, that is great.
I know somebody did that.
I mean, it's, you know.
It's a lot of work.
Oh, it's a tremendous amount of work. I mean, I truly am one of the few people I know that's put 5 radio stations on the air through that process.
And we were very fortunate when we started this station to have your advice and assistance.
Was that all about?
That's absolutely the truth.
Yeah, it
really
is.
Yeah.
I mean, Kyle, I had to let Kyle go, and it broke my heart. My wife and I were on the air when we talked to him about it, and we're both crying. I mean, it was a very emotional, hard thing to do. I mean, honestly. Jamie Newton was on his last guest. All that intertwined. I didn't know that till the other day, and Jamie told me that. But in the process, I told him, well, why don't you just start your own radio station so you can say what you want, how you want, when you want, and not have the repercussions I personally was having at the time, and helped him go through that process. Jesse Franklin Owens was really in that also. Because Jesse's...
Jesse.
And
here's another name that I got to throw out, Bill Callis.
Okay,
I just, man, that guy knows everything about Grand Canyon.
Yeah, he does a lot of calisthenics.
He does the calisthenics.
So anyhow, back to the scenario. So that's how I did help. I mean, I was on the original board, did that, guided them and directed them. Some of the advice they took, some of it they didn't, and that's life.
Yeah, well, you know, you're dealing with Kyle, so.
I just want you to know Kyle and I have remained friends.
I went to the second meeting.
And it was up, whose house was that up?
What's his last name?
Klaus.
Klaus.
It was Gary Klaus.
Gary Klaus.
And he was a city councilman.
Yeah.
I remember. I saw him the other day.
I did. He comes by occasionally. Well, he lives in Catron County.
I freaked out. I saw him.
He's
got to
get out of there once in a while.
I mean, right?
He goes, Roll, do you remember me? This is Gary Klaus. And I said, oh, my goodness. That was quite a few years ago.
He was. And that's exactly who. All of that's true. And we still remain friends. I mean, that's even more amazing.
Yeah. they still like you?
They do.
Mr. Runnels?
Absolutely. Like tunnels, except for the R.
Runnels. I like Dewey. I just like Dewey.
Dewey's fine. Dewey's good. You know, I was one of the first people to get to register at 18. Well, and kids are so mean. The first day of school.
I can imagine you going to school.
Oh, let me tell you, first, second, third grade, they were ruthless. So I went through.
Try to go to school with these ears.
Well, why do you think I have hair over mine? No, don't start that.
I look like a 55 Chevy with the doors open, so I know
Mickey
exactly
Mouse,
what you look
right? You know, I mean, it's just, it's sad. And a nose like mine.
I just wish I was as good looking as George. That's all I got to say.
We do, too.
Okay. All right. Go ahead. So you were
so anyhow, so I had, when I registered, I've always been by Matt or Matthew. And as kids, it was always Matt. So when I went to register to vote, I registered as D period Matthew Runnels. It's my name, Dewey Matthew Runnels. So when I decided to run for magistrate, I had to get petitions signed. Okay? And I went around to some very intelligent people and I said, here, I'd like for you to sign my petition. And they said, oh, Matt, we'd love to. And they went to get it and they said, well, who's this D. Matthew Runnels? And I went, well, Matt's short for Matthew. And I thought, they said, everybody knows you as Matt. So I went down and literally changed my registration from D. Matthew Runnels to Matt. Well, I mean, everybody does know me.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, well, I tried to be Matthew name. Because it sounded more grown up. That didn't work. You know?
And it's still not working.
It's still not working. So, you know, it's that kind of thing.
Yeah. But,
well, that
know.
Is cool, man.
So, but no, we moved here, raised our daughters here. Our daughters went away, liked the community so much they moved back here and are raising my grandchildren here. And I'm very blessed and fortunate because of that.
How many grandchildren do you have?
I have one granddaughter.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and one grandson. The granddaughter turned a year old 3-4 weeks ago.
Right.
And the grandson will turn a year here in a couple of weeks.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
So, you know, cool. I mean, I've got 3 generations in this county. I'm pretty committed to this county and have done a lot of things in a varied way. You know, I'm the guy that tells everybody I moved here because I loved diversity. And adversity.
And adversity.
But, no, I really, I mean, you know, there's hippies, cowboys, gays, straight, tree huggers. Let me finish.
Okay.
You have to look at who you're talking to so you don't talk over them.
Because
I don't know what I'm, I can't buy you books and you eat the covers. What am I going to do with you? So, hippies, cowboys, gays, straight, tree huggers, and miners. Okay?
Cowboys.
I said
he said cowboys. Quit talking over
you.
You said cowboys? Or did you say cowboys?
I started with that.
Oh, you did. Cowboys first.
Well, maybe hippies, cowboys. Oh, so yeah. I started with the hippie first.
Yeah, yeah, because, hippies have a bigger impact because cowboys are out running.
Well, unless you're
running
like
up
a
cowboys.
Lot of us and you're a
ka-hippie.
Which is a cowboy hippie.
Yeah, I've known a couple of ka-hippies.
Oh, I've known a lot of them.
Yeah, I was a va-hippie. A vato hippie.
It just evades me. It just evades me. Ken, you're a unique being, and I'm a better man for knowing you. I can tell you that.
Yeah, well, that was before we had the haping, too.
It's all true. So that's why we moved here. Moved here, raised our daughters, my wife Judy and I, and have been part of it. You know, like I say, we did it in the four. A lot of people are sports people like yourself. I'm not. I have a blind eye. My right eye is blind. So I have the worst hand-eye coordination on the planet. So I didn't grow up in sports. I got laughed at too much. Went to the gym, and, of course, a skinny white kid like me got laughed at by all the brothers and everything. And so I quit going to gyms. But we raised them in the 4-H and FFA program because I believe it teaches morals, a work ethic,
It's amazing.
Integrity, you know, how to lose, how to win.
Right.
Because I think I think it's much better to be a good winner than a sore loser.
It teaches how to do a lot of manure that you get in your life, too.
I mean, right?
You know.
I mean, there's a lot of that manure out there.
I know.
Have you watched Fox TV lately? Speaking of manure.
Unfortunately, they're like manure. They're like a manure magnet.
Manure magnet. That's it. You know, and it's neat about the 4-H because I've known quite a few individuals. I've had some on the show and so on. I mean, the responsibility on taking care of the animal, how important the animal is, and departing from the animal. That is the important. Knowing that this beautiful animal is going to get eaten.
Well, and a lot of people don't have the money to do the animal thing, but it teaches you, I mean, you know, everything in life. The main thing I think it teaches you is the ability to get up in front of a crowd and speak, to overcome adversity and prevail.
I should have gone to the 4-H.
You should have done something. But I don't know. I'm not sure.
Anything.
I was thinking of the 2 therapists we were talking about for Ken, myself.
No, it's funny because I pretty much didn't do sports or anything. You know, that's
cool. Well, I mean, everybody does something. My deal is whatever you start, you're going to finish that year.
Right. Absolutely.
If you don't want to go back, you don't have to go
back.
Once you start, you're going to finish that through the course of that program.
Wow, that is great, man.
Oh, it is great. I mean,
you know, and another thing is, you know, you've been part of the Yucca Lodge. I wish we still have it. You
know? And I have to tell you, and I want to interrupt you. At Yucca Lodge is sitting, I was the project director at Fort Baird. I decided where the new Fort Baird is. I mean, I literally got a mandate from the governor and the Secretary of Health.
I didn't know that, man.
Well, at the time, Benny Altamirano wanted to move it to Silver City. And I said, you do that and you'll have a riot in the mining district.
Mm-hmm.
It's been there for 100 years. It needs to stay there. And they said, well, then go find a place. So I went to Santa Clara and said, hey, y'all have this option to buy this land from the Forest Service. And they went, no, we don't. And I went, yeah, you do. So I did go get former mayors and former Forest Service people and showed them that back in the late 60s, they had given that option to Santa Clara. And I said, and this is a great deal. You'll get money from monthly for water and gross receipts at the time of the building and that sort of thing. Convinced them to do it. The governor / secretary of health at the time, Michelle Lujan Grisham, she loved it. Bill Richardson liked where it is, and hence that is where it is. But yeah, getting back to Yucca Lodge,
because
I really do. I was on that board. There's a facility at the old Fort Baird that's sitting there as the old Yucca Lodge and wouldn't take much to redo. Okay.
No, it's still in.
No, it's in good shape.
It's still in really good shape.
And there's a wing right next to the veterans wing out at Fort Baird that is just sitting there. Brand new facility just sitting there, mothballed, that I believe they need to reopen for mental health and for substance abuse.
Absolutely. You know,
I got in with Susie Trujillo and Judge Hall and helped implement the Tucasa facility that
we have.
That's
the one out there on 32nd.
And Susie just got $1 million for out there. So I'm thinking that we're moving in the right direction because, it's mental health, the substance abuse, the homeless are right. Huge issues. You know, when people come before a magistrate court, 81-82% never come back in. Okay, and I'm talking about for charges other than a speeding ticket. Guy like me, I've been in a lot for speeding tickets.
Really?
But it's that percentage of 18%. I know. Wearing those wings and that halo like you have, I know you've never had one. But getting back
actually,
to
I grew up in East L.A. You don't break any laws because the police are armed and they shoot you.
Would you stop?
No, I'm serious.
Poor kid.
Okay.
I know.
Getting back to it, so I think actually. It's that 18% that you really have to work with.
You have to work on that.
But
you know what, Dewey? This is KURU 89.1 FM here in Silver City, New Mexico. We got Ken George, the two most good-looking guys in Grand County, and El Gato Loco here at this wonderful radio station. You can also stream us at gmcr.org. Right, Ken?
Hi.
Right, Ken?
Yes. You need a jingle.
Well, if you want to...
I do have one.
You go to gmcr.org, right, and you can push on that donate button, and you'll find, a whole trash can full of ways to become a member, I just throw that out at you. Anyway.
A constant dunning for money.
Yes.
Well, shameless on that.
That's what we have to be.
We have to be.
I spent many years surviving on busking on the street,
I got it.
So, you get good at it,
How are you surviving now?
How am I surviving now? I have some Social Security and a little bit of VA benefit from.
There you go.
Yeah,
those are good things.
Those are good things, and we still do gigs, and
that works.
That helps, yeah, it does,
Good.
It keeps,
because we had you on KNFT.
Yeah, you did several
quite
times.
Quite a bit.
Yeah,
I mean, we really did.
Yeah,
that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Did he have a beard? Did he have his beard at that time?
Oh, he's not changed since I've known him.
He still looks good. We tell you,
but neither has George.
Yeah,
and you.
No.
I mean, right? You've got a little more gray, but...
No, hey, watch it there.
A little more gray, but the gray's going along with the rest of his hair.
No, it's not going. Don't even go there.
You can get a little wig just for the front part,
So let me ask you there, Matt. We look at the percentages of people going in and out, in the judicial system and everything. Why do you want to run for the position? I mean,
well, I had a lot of folks that asked me to run.
And I know I asked earlier, but...
it's true. I mean, I had a lot of community leaders, elected officials, just concerned citizens talking about the last couple of magistrates have not been from here. They've been attorneys, okay? The previous one, I think, lasted 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went through a process and have Judge Clark, like Judge Clark a lot, but she's not from here. She admits that. She publicly has said she doesn't understand our culture or us. And I think it's hard to sit in judgment without knowing the people you're making judgment on.
Right.
You know, because there's a lot of things that need to be taken in consideration and worked on. And, you know, none of those decisions are easy. But I really think that getting the group together that I'm getting together to help and assist, we can do some things for this community that need to be done.
Oh, that's great. You know what, Matt, I've always believed, you know, back in the day with, you know, even with the police force and everything, you know, they talk to you. You know, they know the family. You know, a lot of time, there was a lot of family intervention. You know, somebody was stepping out of line. So I was going to call your tio or your tia and whatever. And, you know, and the situation was corrected. Incarceration is not everything all the time, you know, for simple little things. And honestly, being a little bit more normal of a human being, you know, with everybody else. And I know it's kind of tough nowadays. So, man, there's some things going out there where I believe there are a lot of people who need to be locked up for good the things that they're doing. Man, I've seen some really, really horrible things.
You know, somebody in New York right now.
Oh, my gosh. Can you believe what's going on? Man.
I think you have to be a human being, a human doing.
I know. Be a being, not a doing. Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's right. Good, pretty good there, man.
Everything I learned.
Boy, you're
learned
just not another pretty face.
As a younger man, you have guided and directed me.
All right.
Either by good example or bad. But yeah.
Go ahead, George. I know you wanted to ask him a few cuestiones. And do you speak Spanish?
Poquito.
Muy poquito.
You know, when you grow up thinking, when you grow up as a kid and everybody's Spanish speaking Spanish, right. And you go to lunch and somebody says, pásame las tortillas, and you don't get invited back to lunch. So, you know, but you were thinking Spanish because everybody was thinking Spanish. You know, so it's now I have to think English. You know, I've got to tell you, I've lost a lot of that. And I really wish I spoke better Spanish.
Well, why don't you let everybody know what you've been doing and in preparing to take on this position?
Preparation. When everybody started talking to me about taking the position, I wanted to know if I wanted the job. You know, I grew up watching YB Morales here in this community. Well, but those days
he was amazing. That guy was, you know, he was awesome.
Well, I mean, and he didn't have a law background. He was a minor. He was a justice of the peace. And when they took justice of the peace to magistrate, he was the first magistrate in Division II. And I don't know if you've seen him lately, but he looks the same as he did 30 years ago.
I know.
Well, he works out two or three times a week.
He's probably already close to his 90s.
Yeah, I think he's 91 or 2. But to finish it, so I, you know, having been around that, being around Judge Hall, Judge Laney.
Remember here, Judge Hall?
I don't.
Okay.
But you got to remember, I lived on the on the east side of the state.
I tell you, everybody respected Judge Hill. He was amazing.
Totally. So I went and sat in the courtroom for days, literally, and then started doing some research on what it takes. The main thing I won't like about being a judge, I can just tell you, is you can't be involved politically, in a lot of ways, socially. And that makes sense. You don't want a judge that can say, hey, Raul, if you don't vote right, I'm going to put you in jail. So I started looking at it. Some of the things I know on a historical note that really bother me is judges would tell somebody something, and I'll use in this example an insurance company. You come in, you've been speeding 10 miles over the speed limit, you've never had or you haven't had a ticket in the last 3 years, and you're given a deferred sentence. A deferment meaning if you've got a six-month deferment, that means at the end of 6 months, If you haven't got another ticket, that is dropped. Well, that's fine, and you do that, and the charges are dropped. You still have to pay court costs and things like that, but, it's dropped, supposedly off your record. But those insurance companies are like, oh, we don't care if they completed it. We don't care if they're not guilty. We're still going to charge them more money. There's been hundreds of millions of dollars in this state alone in my lifetime spent for tickets that somebody successfully completed and was dismissed, and they've raised their insurance rate. So, I mean, I'm on kind of a soapbox about, if a judge tells somebody something and they do it, and the judge drops the charges, but the insurance company says, oh, no, we're still going to charge you, they pay monthly for that, and that's just wrong. So when you get to looking at it, I've asked judges, hey, you just gave them certain conditions that they need to follow. Okay? Who checks up on that? Well, then that's when you find out that nobody's checked up on that.
Absolutely.
And I'm one of those. As a judge, I would think your word and what you decide is, anything that's decided in magistrate can be appealed to district court. But at the end of the day, those insurance companies, and that's who I'm really after. You really want to know who I'm after? I'm after that, and after that 18% that if we tell you something, you need to do what you're told to do. If not, there's consequences for your actions.
Right. Yeah, I have a good friend who was an administrative judge in Arizona, and she says, I never liked insurance companies, but after I got this job, I really didn't like them.
Oh, no, I really don't. I mean, I'm thinking I'll get the attorney general.
Right.
And I'm not sure when I can do that, but mm-hmm. I know June 5th I'm going to start because I know the attorney general, mm-hmm. And I'm absolutely going to say, wait a second, you're telling the judicial system, mm-hmm. the third branch of the government, that whatever you say doesn't matter to us. We're still going to penalize those people on a monthly basis. And it's just wrong.
Yeah.
It's wrong to tell somebody you're going to, this is what you have to do. You have to have a 6 p.m. curfew, not be around any other felons, not talk to any of the witnesses, go get a job, go work a program, mm-hmm. okay? And then nobody checks up on them. So there are no consequences for their actions. So I really want to work on that. I don't know if it's just a money thing, meaning that they can't hire the staff. Because, in case nobody's realized, this country's really in a bind. About 20-25% of all things have a lack of people to do them. I don't care if it's the restaurant business. I don't care if it's the medical business. It doesn't matter if it's a tire business. They can't hire people. And I don't know what that's about, but I think we just got too big and don't have the manpower.
Yeah, we need more people, working people. We know we need people who want to work so bad that they'll bring their whole families across Central America to get here.
It is just amazing, isn't it?
And they work hard.
No, I know.
I don't. I mean, I didn't grow up in East L.A. like you, but I can tell you where I grew up in Eastern New Mexico.
Right. Yeah, we were both from the East,
That's it.
Yeah,
Yankees. It's a kind of scenario that I can tell you those were the hardest working, most honest people I know.
Yeah.
Absolutely. No ifs, ands, or maybe.
Yeah, I run some big civil construction jobs, and it was the same thing.
Yeah.
The hardest working, most dedicated, show up, help other people, for when they weren't even getting paid or nothing. Just, you need some help. Let me come help you.
That's it.
You couldn't find a nicer bunch of people.
No, absolutely couldn't.
So.
Good point there, Ken.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you.
I know. That's why I keep my hat on so nobody can see it.
I'm telling you.
The point.
That is he's going to end up losing that hat by the time the day's over. But
so did that answer your question?
You have been talking a lot about follow-up. Maybe you could be, and you've talked about all the energy that you intend to bring to the business, to the position. Can you give our listeners a little bit of insight into what your aspiration is in terms of follow-up if you get elected to be magistrate.
Yeah, I mean, one, I'm the guy that absolutely gets up early. I mean, I got up at 3:30 this morning. I will know what cases are coming before me. I'll get on there on Westlaw, which is a program that has all of the statutes for the state, know which statutes I need to learn and discuss. And so that way I will have knowledge of what I'm saying and doing. You know, you have people that getting back to that 18%, because that's the problem. The problem is everybody up and down this street. I don't care, like, say, if you're an ultra-liberal or an ultra-conservative and everything in between. I can tell you the one thing that I hear is, Matt, we have to stop this revolving door. Matt, we have to stop
Absolutely. This
catch and release. So that way, knowing folks have been given something, I will have people following up and we'll be doing that. You know, the local spin and rise program, both are really good programs. There's some other groups out there, and I think that collaboration and working together is paramount. I really believe it's going to be the difference between being successful and not successful.
So the 17-18% that you're talking about, those are people who've been released pretrial, which is their constitutional right.
Right.
And then get arrested again while their trial is pending.
That's right.
And so as a magistrate, what can you do with people in that 17-18% group?
Well, you can, one, incarcerate them because they didn't live up to their last commitment. And we're going to, in July, have a special session, the governor has called, up in Santa Fe. And those items right there are going to be going over. Just last week, the New Mexico Supreme Court changed the prerogative of certain crimes where those people can be held. So those are the kind of things that you can do and should do and I believe will do.
You know, I'm so glad you brought up the session. You've been, you know, a lot of politicians, you know, a lot of people statewide and so on. How active are you going to be with the legislative session? Because now it's all about crime. I mean, it's a lot about the funding on crime and so on. And I think it's very, very important, especially us being on the other side of the state.
It's the kind of scenario I have to do that and do it very quickly, because once you take office, you're not allowed to go lobby. You're not allowed to, one,
you're
busy working.
Yes.
Okay? So you can't take off and just run off and do those things. The office of the court and Jen Hoffick wouldn't allow those kind of things. So we'll get that, you know, we'll get that done before. But it's the kind of scenario that I do. I mean, do you realize I've been knocking on doors politically since 1959? Now, my birthday's in August, so I was not 4 years old yet. I mean, I truly have. My dad was running for state senate against the Speaker of the House, won the primary, was then appointed to fill the term.
That Reynolds.
Pardon?
That Reynolds?
Yeah, that right.
Yeah, that.
Yeah, wow.
That, so yeah, anyhow, so we did that. Been going to Santa Fe since I was 4 years old. He was in Santa Fe between 1959 and 1970. Was elected to Congress in 1970. In 1980, he was the only man on the ballot, the first man to run for the House, Senate, U.S. House or Senate in New Mexico without opposition.
Unopposed.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, my brother was lieutenant governor, was a district attorney, was assistant. Getting back genetically, that DNA strand, you know, my uncle was the only man to beat Sam Houston in political race, beating for the governorship state of Texas. There's a Reynolds County, Texas. Before that, we migrated from Mississippi to Texas because my great-great-great-grandfather was governor of Mississippi and got beat for re-election and picked the Klan up and moved west.
You know, I'm out of here.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, I really do understand the political...
Watch what words you use to describe your family.
Yeah, go back
go backwards on that. Yeah. Would you please?
Walk back on now.
So, you know, it's the kind of thing that...
He picked up the family.
Yeah, the group. The family and moved, yes.
It was a...
When was that? When was that?
Back in the early 1800s.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, nobody can help how they're born. So, genetically. So, and they were planters.
Mm-hmm.
They were, you know, they were plantation owners. Right. They obviously owned slaves, moved to Texas, started plantations there, had the first cotton gins in Texas.
Right.
That's one of the reasons we're public servants now, is making up mistakes of the family.
Well, that's a good idea, you know.
I think so.
Yeah,
I mean, pretty hard,
yeah,
brother.
I know, you are. Yeah, that's a good thing, you know.
You know?
So, well, you got to watch those slips of the tongue there, then.
Well, I mean, it just, you know, it is what it is.
I know. They got clans in Ireland, too. But
they do.
They start with a C, which you're talking about.
You know,
C.
I mean, you know, you have to remember, I'm Irish and Scottish put together. So what is that? Celtic?
Yeah, it's pretty much of a disaster.
I mean,
disaster,
those guys are right there together. My grandmother's maiden name was McCutcheon.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, yeah, my grandfather's name was McCusker, so. And on the other side, they'd come from County Mayo, so on my mother's side.
So. You got all that.
I know, I got all that.
It's a
problem.
My deal is all of that because they moved over and helped Jefferson. He was also a Southern planter.
Yeah, he was.
Of course they were. They all were. Yeah. Nobody, it was the time.
Yeah, I used to go to his house for dinner. So.
Yeah, you did. Helped him form the Democratic Party.
Of course he did. And that's another thing. You were president or chairman or whatever as the Democratic
You know, I'd been
Party.
Chairman in San Juan County, Chavez County, here a couple of four or five times. I came off the couch, so to speak, for the same reason that I'm wanting to be magistrate. The local party had been through a couple of chair people that had been there 5-6 months, 2 or 3, and this orange guy that's in trial today in New York, I thought, you know, I can't set by and let this guy win my county. I can't change Washington. I can't change Santa Fe. But I can change what's here to the best of my ability, which doesn't mean it gets done, but at least we're trying.
You know, coming up, we have early voting coming up.
It's on.
And, I mean, well, it is going on right now. And then I guess in Baird it's going to be, also in Baird. And
It starts Saturday.
It starts Saturday. We're going to have all the candidates get together, a lot of the local officials, mayors, commissioners, councilmen. Going to have a little get-together from 11 to 2 at the community park right next to that because we do want
the
mining district to get...
No, absolutely. Let me tell you, man, I'm so focused on the mining district right now. It's unbelievable. And let me just say, before you decided to run for judge and so on, you were constantly pushing the envelope about saying, just get out there and vote. You're not asking, well, vote for me or vote whatever. Get out there and vote. That's how important this election is.
Well, and that's the one thing. Our democracy is under siege right now. And apathy inevitably always wins. That's who will win this election. Now, I hope I have the most votes. But the problem is apathy always wins because the number of people that can register to vote is 55-60%. And out of that, only 55-60% vote. So you actually have a minority telling the majority what to do, and everybody gripes. So it's the kind of scenario that we don't want apathy to win. But, you know, the most successful program I've watched in my lifetime was the seatbelt program. They started with those kids in grade school,
right.
and having had kids in grade school, I can tell you, I'd get in the car to take them and say, "Dad, stop." And you go, "What's wrong?" They said, "You don't have your seatbelt on."
Right. Oh, yeah,
they got that's... right. They got it. Those kids got us to wearing our seatbelts. They would holler, "Don't start! I don't have my seatbelt on." So that program needs to be emulated, and they need to do the same thing on voting, because right. You can't have a full-time democracy with part-time citizenship.
Nope,
that's the
truth. I mean, it's just that simple, but that complex.
Good answer there.
I love that quote. I always thought it was a Churchill quote, but I'm not sure. I don't know where the quote came from. It's not an original, but I mean, it's true. It's what we have to do if we care about our democracy and our country, our community, is get people involved and get out to vote and do some, volunteer for some.
And that's the whole thing, We're volunteers here, right, George, Ken?
Yes, yeah. We are.
Yes, we are.
We're coming up, I guess, on the 20th of May with the Give Grand. We got a lot of nonprofits, a lot of people working for really nada, and that's what it's all about. And we try to keep it all in this community. And like I always say, keep your backyard clean, everybody else is follow. And that's what it's about. We need to start in our little area, and hopefully it stretches out.
Well, yeah, Matt, there was something biblical about that, about getting something out of your eye, right?
There you go.
That's right.
Get something out of your neighbor's eye when you got a timber in yours.
A moat.
So let me just
say. Is that what it was? Yeah, it's kind of wet in there anyway, so it's got alligators in it.
Matt, you've talked about how you want to improve the follow-up as a magistrate judge. What other kinds of changes would you like to bring to the office?
When I first started this, I really got to looking. Follow-up is huge, but also explanation to what you're doing to people. Because, people are scared when they come in there. I mean, nobody goes in and, it's kind of like going to the dentist and saying, "Oh, I get to go to the dentist." I don't know anybody that does that. I don't know anybody that says, "Oh, I want to go before judge today and do this and that." So I think that's a big change, is just putting them at ease, having the I didn't realize till the other day that I can't instruct folks to do that, but I can have brochures out front and can have volunteers kind of helping guide them, because there's some. When you have to evict a mother with three kids out of her dwelling because she hadn't paid rent 90 to 120 days, that's heart-wrenching. And I think that, you just have to have the community jump in there and assist and guide them and direct them and give them a foot up and a hand up.
We all need a little bit of a hand, all of us, no matter how you look at it.
Well, you all have a great next guest. She's one of my favorites.
I know.
I bet I know what she's here to talk to about.
I don't know, probably.
Oh, my goodness. Look at her. She looks
she's
fantastic.
All bright,
she's
bright-eyed and bushy-tail.
She's ready to do a little bit of Fiesta Latina or something like that. Huh?
Okay, so I want to, in closing, please get out and vote. If you can't vote for me, at least go vote. It's really important. We don't want apathy to win. If you do have any questions, you can go to Matt Runnels for the letter or the number 4 judge 2024 and .com. Ask me any questions, do anything. Everybody's like, "Matt, you don't give out your number." The last thing I want's a mad person calling me on my personal cell, and I was going to do that. But if anybody has, I'm pretty easy to get in touch with. Just come down to the Daily Press. I work down there. Leave me a message, and I'll get back with you. Hope to see people out in the mining community from 11 to 2 on Saturday.
This Saturday. You better be at that Belairs baseball. That's all I got to say.
Well, all that I was going to say was you had said you would have time to come by before, make an appearance.
I will make an appearance. I make an appearance.
Well, we just want to see you.
Well, with or without my outfit.
We don't want to hear you. We just want to see you.
Oh, Ken.
Gentlemen, thank you all very, very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Matter of fact, candidate for the municipal judge, Matt Reynolds.
Magistrate. He's the municipal judge.
Oh, George is the municipal judge. All right.
Okay.
No, I'm so glad you came in. And once again, I'd just like to say good luck. And like I said, get out to vote. That's the main objective right there.
You need to do that.
So,
great.
Muchas gracias.
Gentlemen.
Have a good day.
Thank you, sir.
This is KURU 89.1 FM here in Silver City, Nuevo Mexico. You can also stream us at gmcr.org. We have Alexandra Taggerboy from the Fiesta Latina. She is an amazing person, and she's going to be here. And I can't wait to hear her. We're taking a small break. And we are back here at KURU 89.1 FM here in Silver City, Nuevo Mexico, the best station in the nation. You can also stream us at gmcr.org. Well, Canuto, things are good. Things are rocking. Life is good.
Yeah.
But it's even better because I have Alexandra Tagger from Western Mexico University, and check
that
this
would
out.
Cheer up anybody's day.
I'm telling you, the way she looks today, man, she looks like the sun is rising, and she just looks great. Good morning, Alexandra. How are you?
I'm doing okay, thanks. We're right in the crunch time here for Fiesta Latina, but.
Boy, let me tell you, take a couple of blinks, and it's already going to be here.
It's totally, yeah. I mean, that's what's causing me my sleepless nights.
You know what? I haven't been able to sleep for about a couple of weeks myself. You know, this, the Blues Festival coming up, the Burlesque Baseball coming up, now the Fiesta Latina coming up. Oh, my God. Just so much going on.
So much going on. It's a great town. We love this town.
You know what? And that's what it's all about. We all work together. We find a way, to participate or be part of it or volunteering and so on. And that's another thing. Getting volunteers is one of the biggest chores.
It's a big chore, but I got a great work. My assistant, my program coordinator, Simon Soteo.
Simon.
He's doing
a
great job with recruiting volunteers.
Let me tell you, that's what I like to throw out. Oh, you know, if you want to be a volunteer, call us. help out.
Yeah,
it's really important.
You got to call them.
Yeah, you got to call them. Well, good point.
Yeah.
Orale, get down here, Ken. We need a little bit of help.
I'm here.
We're already hitting the sixth year.
6 years, yeah. I was saying the other day, I was like, I can't believe I feel as if we've done this 100 times. So we're a well-oiled machine up there.
It would have been a couple more if we didn't have that little problem with COVID.
I think that's what it – yeah. 20 and 21, we didn't do much, did we?
I know. But you know what? Like I said got the whole agenda, what's going to be happening. I mean, it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It starts June 6th. June 6th, the night of June 6th, we have, we're doing it this year in conjunction with the Mariachi Conference. So Brian Chifino, the director of the Mariachi program at WNMU, has organized a huge conference for high school Mariachi students from all over the region. Mm-hmm. He's bringing in about over 150 students to, learn about mariachi. He's got instructors from Mexico coming up, and they're gonna do classes and workshops, and it's gonna coincide with Fiesta Latina. So Thursday night they have the mariachi showcase. So all these students are gonna be able to get up on the big stage and perform and
boy, what a kickoff.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, that's going to be exciting.
And then for Thursday night we have a free concert to open the event. After the showcase, we have a band called Son Rompapera, and they're a marimba band from outside Mexico City. So they do cumbia, and they got some live viral TikTok video, and they're super high energy, really fun. Son Rompapera. Check them out.
Wow.
Yeah. That'll be the opening.
And that's going to be outside there at that.
Yeah, it's all going to be on Regent Square, which is right up by Old James Stadium.
I call it the old cooler, where the old cooler used to be.
Yeah, I'm sure you have names for the old names for everything, Raul.
Been here a little bit longer than Ken. But no, it's really neat that, June, I guess the dates were changed. Now it's a lot earlier in June. Before, it's kind of like the second or third week of June.
Right, yeah, we pushed it a little earlier.
I'm kind of excited because. I haven't been able to go to it because all my tournaments are there right. at Pine Top. So I'm kind of excited.
You'll be there?
I'm going to be there. Absolutely.
Wow. Special guest, Raul Turrieta.
Just don't get me on stage. I don't want to get on stage.
Yeah, but no, you're going to have to sing, you know. Guadalajara,
Guadalajara. Guadalajara. There we go.
So speaking of that, we got the Friday night, we have Mariachi Estrella de Mexico, mm-hmm. which is a big band, big mariachi band from Mexico. They're probably 12, 13, 14 mm-hmm. people, and they really put on a great show. And the winners of the showcase on Thursday are going to play with – they're going to get to play Friday night.
So Thursday's going to be a competition with the mariachis, and then you're going to have the – oh, wow.
Yeah, and they're going to – yeah. We're really trying to integrate the mariachi conference with Fiesta and give these students an opportunity to really shine. So they'll play Mariachi Plata will play one number with Son Rompapera on Thursday night at the end of their show. And then Friday, the students will get to open the concert for Mariachi Estrella de Mexico. And both of those are free.
Wow, that is awesome.
Yeah.
And that's just Thursday and Friday. We still got Saturday and Sunday.
We still got Saturday. I'm already.
When did you start preparing the day after last Fiesta Latina?
Basically. I took a day off and then we started in again. Yeah.
Took a day off.
But the other great, the sort of centerpiece of the whole event is this artisan mercado.
Well, you know, I was going to ask that because I remember when it first started, getting them over here from Mexico and so on. It takes a lot. And how many?
So this is our biggest year. We have 50 artisans coming.
50 artisans coming?
25 assistants. So we have 75 artisans coming this year. It's a juried showcase. So it's not just anybody. This is all people working in traditional handcraft methods and doing all the work is handmade.
Absolutely.
In Mexico, everything from leather to we have somebody bringing handmade shoes.
It's amazing.
Yeah, textiles.
The times that I've went to go see them and so on, they're actually working at the same time as they're selling their product.
Well, that's part of it, yeah.
That's what the whole – yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, and some of them are doing workshops and demonstrations. We have a woodworking workshop from a what is the workshop? I forget where they're from. I'm sorry. But they're going to do a woodworking workshop. We have a papermaking workshop. This is an artisan from Michoacan who – I love this guy. He takes water lilies from Lake Pátzcuaro. The water lilies are a sign that the lake is not healthy because it's putting off these chemicals that are growing these water lilies, choking the lake. He takes the water lilies out of the lake and makes paper, these beautiful paper products out of it, notebooks and posters and all sorts of things. And it's just – so he's like – he's saving the lake and he's making beautiful art.
And making beautiful.
Yeah.
I had no idea about water lilies. It's pretty exciting. It's
yeah.
pretty interesting.
So he'll be doing a workshop. And then we have another workshop, a gentleman who's going to make alebrije.
Alebrije?
Yeah, which are not small necessarily, but they're painted wooden figurines.
Alebrije,
and they're just fantastically colorful and intricate, beautiful. So we'll have a workshop. People can make their own alebrije.
Alebrije, wow.
Yeah.
You heard that before, haven't you, Ken? Alebrije?
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Yeah.
And that's another workshop, and that's going to be – wow, what day is that going to be?
Well, so they're all throughout the weekend.
It's all going to be going
on. You got to check the schedule, fiestalatina.org.
Definitely. Yeah, I was checking out the website this morning, and boy, what a wonderful website.
Yeah. Oh, good. Thanks.
It is really nice. I was up there this morning
checking it out. It's jam-packed, I'll tell you that.
I don't know. Just, where do I start?
Yeah. Well, we're working with Matt, your previous guest, and we're going to put together an insert in the Daily Press, and the whole schedule will be in there. If you don't feel like checking the website.
Well, you know, I'm old school, and to me, I like, touching it. I see a lot of these young kids, young individuals, I don't call them kids, and I'm here, I got my paper, as you can see, just like you.
Yeah.
And to me, I feel comfortable.
Yeah.
And then if I have that deal from the Daily Press and you can just
go through
the pages, it makes it a lot easier.
Yeah.
I think so.
I agree. I got my papers right here, my whole schedule, everything. Yeah. So, yeah, so that's that. And then Saturday, we have a headline concert. The Cumbia Kings are going to be
Cumbia Kings, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, with the openers Los Chamacos, a band from San Antonio. And that's going to be a big night. That's a ticketed event.
Wow, that's great, because I was talking to a buddy of mine from San Antonio. I just called him up. Say, how's it going? New cousin of mine. And I mentioned the band, and it's really big in San Antonio.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, it's going to be exciting.
It's going to be fun. Yeah. So we're going to have food. We're going to have oh, the other thing we're doing this year we haven't ever done before is a fashion show.
Got a fashion show coming up?
We got a fashion show coming up. So one of our artisans who's been here many, many years, she offered to put together this fashion show. So it's going to be all of the wearable items that are featured in the Mercado. And that's going to be Saturday at 2. They're going to display all their textiles. I mean, these textiles, we have a guy coming who makes silk rebozos and shawls and things like that. That's going to be a beautiful pageant. Of textiles and
man, I better not go there because I'll end up buying some stuff.
Yeah, I know.
I'll be wearing it right here.
You are going to come and you are going to buy some.
I'm going to buy it and wear it. And you know what? I just got to say because, you know, I remember being part of the Fiesta Latina since the ground up. And Faye, I mean, she was amazing when she came up with the idea and look at where we're at. And it was pretty interesting because I talked to a lot of the artists and so on. And for them to, you know, make for their community, I mean, something like this, a one-day, two-day event, I mean, it could really take care of the family for days and weeks at a time.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's just amazing.
Well, that's what we're trying. I mean, so the whole idea is, you know, WNU is a Hispanic-serving institution.
Yes.
So the whole idea is to sort of recognize and celebrate the cultural connections between Mexico and New Mexico.
Right.
And really highlight that and provide not just fun, but also fun, engaging, educational opportunities to interact with these people and see what they're doing, and you know, because they're really preserving the traditions in a strong way. So, yeah, I mean, shout out to Faye. She also started the Blues Fest.
No, I'm telling you, we were talking about that last week, and I was saying that I remember the first one. I was part of that. No, I wasn't part of it. I just, you know, we showed up, and it was just an afternoon event, and
look
at where we're at now.
Right, exactly. It's grown. I mean, you know, I'm going to put...
Faye, you're amazing, let me tell you. she's done so much for this community.
So much for this community, yeah. She's really like the patron saint of the arts here in Silver City.
So as how the agendas and everything for this Fiesta Latina in June. So take 2 days off, okay? Instead of 1 day off, take two days off. Right afterwards, I'm letting you. You can do that.
Okay,
right?
I appreciate that.
She's giving you permission.
Yeah, is, okay. I'll
it's just amazing.
Dr. Shepherd.
It takes a village to, you know, these events, but something to this magnitude, it just takes so much.
It's a huge undertaking. Yeah, I we house them, we feed them, we give, you know. So every little detail is got to be orchestrated, but it's really fun. I mean, this is not your average like Cinco de Mayo festival. Right?
This is amazing festival.
This really is a deep rooted experience, like an immersion experience, I think.
You know, and I want to talk to the Saboritos out there, the listeners, where you know you have it right here. You don't have to go anywhere to see such major entertainment and. Please talk to these artisans.
Yeah.
Spend some time with them. They want to share their knowledge. They want to share their stories. And I go and I'll talk to, you know, a handful of individuals. And I ask them, really, how are things doing down in Mexico? What are you doing? What's going on? And they do share a lot of stories.
They do.
I just want to say I had a couple of the Luis, the bone carvers.
They'll be back.
Oh, my goodness. I got a feeling they'll be here a day early, and I can't wait to spend some time with them. It is just amazing, and I'm still in communications with them and so on. And I want to thank Dr. Maria Wild. You know, mm-hmm. She actually introduced them, you know, due to the museum and so on. And the stories that I got from these guys is just unbelievable.
Yeah.
And, you know, and they're coming back again. They've been going on the third year that they've been coming back, or 2 years or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah,
it's just really neat on their stories, where they came from, you know, and what they're striving for.
Right.
And here we are. We have all this right here. We don't have to go to them. They're
coming to us.
They're coming to us.
Well, the other thing I like, we have several cooperatives being represented. So I was down in Mexico last year looking researching and looking for artisans, and we came – there's a lot of women, female collectives, and they work together and they live together and they eat together and they – and they're weavers, and they – so we have a lot of women. So it's not just the artisans themselves that show up. They're representing, you know, 10, 15 other women who are making a living doing these – you know, creating these beautiful works of art. And so this is an opportunity to, like you said, to support whole communities.
I mean, they literally, for what – the 2-3-day event here, you know, they go back and they can actually support their familias.
Yeah, right.
You know, yeah. And that's what it's all about. So how far down to Mexico have you gone?
So last year I went as far as Chiapas.
And hasta Chiapas?
Mm-hmm. Wow. And this is where there's some incredible – we have our tequilleros this year. You know, we make a tequillero every year.
I know. I got one from every year.
Yeah. So this year I went down there, and there were these women making these little tequilleros with the jaguar faces. So the actual face is 3D on the tequillero, and it's a really beautiful object. It's really nice. So I'm excited about that. And it's, you know, there was 15 women working on these things, and they're just master artisans, and they just toil away.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. People go down there and they don't realize, you know, the time and energy, and that sometimes the generations it's taken people to learn these skills, and they go down, oh, these are just a bunch of Mexicans. It doesn't take any time, you know.
Right.
Yeah, because I saw a guy down in Mato Ortiz one time, came down there, and he says, how are they charging all that for? And I says, well, come down tomorrow morning, we get them, go visit them.
Right.
And after it's over, I mean, he'd been a banker, and he spent thousands of dollars mm-hmm. there. The next day he said, I had no idea. They go way up on that hill to get this to get the clay.
The clay,
just
right.
to get, you know, the clay, yeah.
And
yeah.
It is just so people don't realize, you know, how much goes into these crafts.
These objects, yeah.
And things, you know.
I met one guy in Chiapas who, he sews. He's not a weaver. He sews. He showed me the shirts that he was selling. He's going to be here 3 months it takes to sew one shirt.
Because 3 months for one shirt?
Because of the intricacy of the designs and the, wow. I mean, and you see him doing it. It's like, it's just microscopic work. It's so beautiful. It's mm-hmm. So he's going to be here. I'm excited about that.
Man.
Yeah.
Wow.
3 months,
just,
he said.
That's just good. Yeah. That's just even getting
And then,
better.
You know, there's value in that. But it's, you know, in our world these days where you go to Walmart and buy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we won't even say it. I shouldn't even say their name. Sorry.
I always use the word big box.
Yeah, sorry. Strike that.
Or the crazy box.
Anyway, you get the point. This takes a lot of dedication, and so it's really exciting to have them here. 50 of them. Then the market's going to be open Thursday night, Friday night, all day Saturday, and Sunday. So there's plenty of opportunity to come on down and check out, talk to these artisans. We'll have translators. If you don't speak Spanish, don't worry. We have plenty of translators who can, students who are WNMU students who will be there to help.
Isn't that the whole thing? You know, you're using the university, you're using the students.
Yeah.
And I think it's just an amazing, amazing event.
We have films too.
Oh, okay.
We have a couple of films. We have a film about an indigenous boy in Chiapas confronting, you know, the changing world and whether, you know, being able to sustain the lifestyle that they have versus having to go out in the world and make a living. So there's a narrative film about this young boy in Chiapas, La Laguna. That's what
La Laguna?
Called.
Yeah. And it's actually going to be at the university.
At Light Hall. Everything's going to be – the films are at Light Hall, demonstrations – and everything is going to be up at Old James Stadium, Regent Square, all the concerts right there. You don't, you know, it's all contained. There's children's activities. The Silver City Museum is going to do children's activities. So you can just bring the family and let everybody run around and do their own thing.
Spend it for a whole weekend and just have a good time.
Are they going to have the folklorico dancers again too?
Oh, yeah. So we have two. So we're going to have this year a different group. Indigenous group from northern New Mexico that has their roots in Mexico. They're going to do a traditional Aztec dance, Keltanaka dance group from northern New Mexico.
Right.
So they'll be here. And then we'll also have the young kids, the Valle Encanto.
Valle Encanto, yeah.
Valle Folklorico Alfaro from El Paso.
One of these days you got to get a Northern New Mexico traditional dance group and music down here to do the Northern New Mexican dances.
Yeah. Well, that's what, yeah, I mean, I wanted to keep it, I mean, we're doing,
not Azteca dances, but I mean, you know, the traditional Spanish colonial dances.
The colonial dances.
That'd be nice sometime, too.
Yeah, we got to represent all traditions, though.
Right.
So we have both. We have, yeah. What else do we have?
So folklorico dancers.
Folklorico dancers, you know, all, every genre of music. Sunday we have a Grupo Bella, which is a group, they have a harp and violins, and they sing love songs and ballads.
Uh-huh.
They dress up in these beautiful costumes. I mean, you know, what can I say? There's something for everybody.
You can think of something.
Maybe you can think of something.
There's something for everybody is the point.
Yeah, it is like the most amazing thing you'll go to, the Fiesta Latina. It's mind-blowing. It really is. I mean, it just makes you feel good to go there.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean...
And I just got to say, it is in the perfect place at the old James Stadium. You know, that there's so much... I just want to say, it's just so special, that James Stadium, you know, the old James Stadium, because I remember when I was a kid, we'd watch the football games, mm-hmm. high school and, you know, the college football games there. And I'm so glad that it is pretty much like it is. And they've done so much with the brickwork. They've done that with the waterfall.
Mm-hmm.
And I say the cooler, you know, that's where when we were kids, we used to hang out, play games and so on. Mm-hmm. And I just got to say... you know, Joe's done a phenomenal job.
Yeah.
He has just, you know, for him to allow, to bring in these individuals and have these major, major events here in this small little community. I mean, Western is a big, big name, and I'm so glad that it's happening. And look at where we're at now. I remember the first one.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I mean, Dr. Shepherd is a huge proponent of the arts, and he supports all of these activities, and it's really, it just makes this town a really rich place. I mean, obviously, it's one of many things that contributes to the richness of our town. But, you know, the support for the arts has been extraordinary, and I really appreciate being able to do this work. Yeah.
And this is all, like I said, it's all happening. It's going to be, June's already around the corner.
June 6th through 9th.
Yep.
So, and fiestalatina.org is where you can find the full schedule. And... we also have a lot of support from the community, you know, the town.
That's what it's all about, yeah.
Marie, you mentioned Marie. She's a big supporter.
She has some really good contacts down in Mexico.
Yeah.
She's amazing, and the people that she has communicates with and so on.
Yeah.
But honestly.
Oh, right. I forgot. With her help, we're bringing a band from Puerto Rico, Grupo Mapei, Conjunto Band from
Puerto
Rico.
That's right. That's right.
That'll be Saturday afternoon during the tequila tasting.
Let's talk about the tequila tasting. When is that day going to be?
That's going to be Saturday as well, 4 to 6:30, and that's also on the grounds. We have Q's helping us with that, you get 10 tastes of different tequilas, all kinds of tequilas from all over Jalisco.
George, you get a little taste, man. But you know, we are hitting the bottom of the hour. This is KURU 89.1 FM here in Silver City, Nuevo Mexico.
That was the sound that was hitting the bottom of the hour.
The bottom of the hour. Thank you, Ken.
That's all right.
I thought it was George waking up. But that's another, sorry, George. I'm just joking, George. Be nice to me. I'll be nice to you, George. Well, you're always nice to me, right?
Yeah, he is. I mean, it's too bad it's not always reciprocated, but that's all right.
We have Alexander Tagger from Western New Mexico University from the Fiesta Latina, the 6th annual already.
Yeah.
And you know what? Yeah. This is the place to hear. And like Ken, like Dewey was telling you, goes, it's radio, it's the airways. But this is what it's all about, man. We need a little bit of help. We got Give Grandly still kicking in. We do need a little bit of help with this radio station so we can have wonderful guests like Alexandra, you know, talk about Fiesta Latina. We've got the Blues Festival and some event called the Burlesque Baseball. I don't know. Everybody knows what's going on here in this community, and that's what it's all about. So we need a little bit of help, Ken. Just help me. Help me, Ken.
All right.
Help me, Ken.
Well, all you got to do is go on gmcr.org, and you push on that button that says donate, and you'll find, a whole flea bag full of ways to become a member of this station. That's probably not a good image, is a flea bag of ways. But anyway, You'll find a lot of different methods to become a member and a supporter of this wonderful station. And you can also come down here to 5119B North Bullard at the corner of 6th and Bullard Street. And you can put an envelope through our postal slot, and it'll say, and you can put an envelope in there and put some money in it and your name and everything so we know who we got it from. Mm-hmm. And you can be acknowledged in one way or the other, here or in heaven. And and you can also put a check in made out to gmcr.org. And if somebody's in here, come in and hand it to them directly, and they will know what to do with it because they work here. Hopefully, it's somebody who works here. Otherwise, we may not see it.
Otherwise, we got trouble.
Yes, we're in big trouble then. And so anyway, those are some of the ways you can become a member and support this wonderful community radio station that has struggled for many years, and even before we got on the air, and we're still struggling, but we are getting a bigger and bigger friendly family going all the time. And I keep meeting people. They say, oh, it used to be that I heard you on Roots and Branches. Now they say, oh, I heard you on Raoul's show.
On Raoul's.
You know, and so people, you know, if I have to go somewhere after the show and people say, oh, you look really kind of tired and stuff, I says, well, I've been dealing with Raoul Torrijos
for
2 hours. And they go, oh, yeah, we understand. He's my cousin.
Help me out, Billy.
I just appreciate you guys and this whole radio station being here in this town. It's just so great to have you guys here. I really appreciate you. Not just for me, but for everybody. It really makes a stronger community.
Well, you know what? I always think about you whenever you have these concerts there at the Fine Arts. What a place. The Fine Arts is just a jewel for the university. And you have really brought up you know, some wonderful bands there. And you're just constantly doing something all year round. And it really you know, energizes the community. And I just wish more, listening to this radio station, that check out these events, man. You know, they're coming to us. We don't have to travel and spend a night at a motel room or a Airbnb and and spend all kinds of money. It's here.
It's all here.
It's all coming to you. So please, gente, and saboritos, check it out. I'm telling you, the last one was phenomenal with the 70s music.
Oh, yeah.
And there, you always have something for everybody.
Join our mailing list. You can know what's coming up. You know, what's that now? Okay, now I forgot the website. WNMU.edu/culture.
Yeah.
It's all there.
Culture.
But anything else that you would like to, you know, give the lineup again, the time? I mean, it's great to remind people constantly, because we'll say this tomorrow until, you know, Fiesta Latina is here.
The event starts Thursday evening, June 6th at 5. The showcase is at 5, so we have that. We'll have food there. Friday, the market's open, I believe, 2 to 8, and then the concert starts at 7. Saturday, we're going all day. We have, you know, workshops starting at 10 in the morning and music starting at 1, dance all the way up till the Cumbia Kings headlining show on Saturday night. And then Sunday, the Folklorico Dancers, or maybe they're on Saturday. Sorry, check the schedule, but it's... It's chock full. Thursday night, Friday night, all day Saturday, most of the day Sunday.
Oh, one big question, because Ken will probably ask it. Yeah. Comida, food vendors. I bet you there could be some really good food vendors.
Sí.
Para comer.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have nine or ten of them there, from mostly local, you know, from here in Deming. We have all sorts of stuff that people, you know, the agua frescas and the... tacos and you know what we got.
You know, it just circulates more in this community whenever we have these events. You know, look at what's going to happen this next weekend. You know, we got the Blues Festival.
True.
Expecting 16 up to about 18,000 people.
Is that right?
It's going to be it's a 2-day event.
Right.
And I do want to thank, you know, the individuals that are Stephen and Mary. They're the coordinators, and it's just from one event to another. I mean, look at what's happening.
I know.
You know, and once we get down with the Blues Festival, now we got the big event in the Fiesta Latina. So,
yeah. And then you can rest.
You know what? It's boring. I'm sorry. It's boring here in Silver City, Alexander.
You got to go to Pine Top and play baseball? Or what do you got? Yeah. Why do you got to go do that?
I should just stay here and, you know, enjoy the whole weekend.
That's a good idea. Fans have taken off all the time and just to Tucson.
No,
especially this time of year, it's nice and warm.
You know,
I
love
thing I like. It's nice and warm.
I love playing at 100 degree weather. I love it at 110, 108. It doesn't bother me. I really enjoy playing in the hot, hot sun. And can't always get to my case. And,
well, come dance in the hot, hot sun.
I'll be dancing.
For the Cumbia Kings.
You know, that's the whole thing. I can't wait to check out the Cumbia Kings. They're gonna be awesome.
Yeah, they bring dancers, the whole...
Just want to jump off
the
your seats
show.
And...
Yeah.
Well, anything else you'd like to say, Alexandra?
I'm just going to say fiestalatina.org one more time. Check it out. The whole schedule's there. You can sit in the comfort of your own home and contemplate all the activities that are available and decide which ones you want to come to.
And that's you know, right. and I'm telling you, please talk to these people. They're just amazing. Their life stories and what's going on. You know, you look at what's, you know, here's a little bit of happiness here in this little small community, especially what's going on around the country and so on. This is a major happiness that you're going to bring into this community.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
I mean, our Lieutenant Governor, Howie, he came one year and he said he's never seen a more diverse crowd. And the event is... brings everybody together, and that's just it's a good feel-good community event.
You know, and what are the place where we can call our hierarchies, Benny, Howie, Misty? It's just like, oh my goodness, this is the only place in the world that we can do this. Alexandra, thank you very much for coming on the show today. And
thanks so much for having me.
Get a little bit of rest.
Thank you for
it's always a pleasure.
I don't think you're not going to sleep until probably the 10th or the 11th of June before you can wind down. But like I said, I'm giving you the authority. Go and take 2 days off and then kick it off again, okay?
Appreciate that, Raul. Thank you. I will do that. But come say hi. And
oh, definitely. I'm Thursday, Friday, definitely going to be there.
So all right.
We'll go from there.
Thanks, you guys.
All right, Alexandra. Muchas gracias. Déjame decirte una cosa. Fiesta Latina, 4 días, comenzando junio, 6, 9, 2024. ¿Verdad que sí, Ken?
Sí, absolutamente.
And, you know, and I'm so glad that I can talk to the artisans and have wonderful conversations with them because, you know, there was a couple times where I was also an interpreter, you know, on doing that a while back. And I really enjoy doing that. So please, gente, people, saboritos, talk to them. They're just beautiful people, and they just want to make a living and take care of their familias, just like you and me.
And they're eager to share their crafts and tell you all about themselves. Yeah, and they'll listen to you talk about yourself, too.
Right.
Nobody wants to hear that, but it's okay. Thank you, Alexandra.
Thank you.
Have a good one, and we'll talk later on, okay?
Sounds good. You guys take care.
Okay.
Orale,
thank you very
be
much
there.
For coming in again.
I know. Absolutely.
You know.
Yeah. So
maybe I should join you, you know.
Yeah.
Be on the show every morning.
Hey, that'd be great. Boy, we fire all cylinders all the time.
Well,
thank you very much,
you
Alexandra.
You get in here about once a month,
I try.
Yeah.
We'll call it the Alexandra Show, the Tagger Show.
Yeah.
So you can talk about anything else.
Yeah,
show.
You can talk about tagging.
Tagging.
Right.
Well, here we go. This is KURU 89.1 FM here in Silver City, New Mexico. You know what, Ken and George
what?
And Ken?
No.
There's an event this weekend, burlesque baseball. Can I talk about that? No.
Sure, go ahead.
No,
talk
about
it. That's all right.
We got the Blues Festival coming up. Not only that, but I promised Bobby Padilla from Santa Clara.
All right.
And it's really important because we're coming up with a little bit of fire season coming up, and Santa Clara is actually looking for volunteers. You know, they're accepting new members at this time. You know, we need hardworking, motivated individuals to join the department. It's really important. Volunteering is what it's all about in this community.
Right.
We also continue with the junior fire program from 16 years old to 17 years old. Application will be picked up at the Village of Santa Clara. I'm going to say I spent a little bit of time with Sheila yesterday in Santa Clara. Oh, check this out. It says Village of Santa Clara City Hall, located at 516 Fort Baird Street. And I think it's really important that we need to acknowledge Larry Montoya, actually the fire chief, please. And Bobby, I know you're listening in. You can contact Larry at 575-519-8709 or Kevin Vigil, 575-574-8898. And I just did my little duty there for Santa Clara.
Yeah, your little duty, yeah.
And like I said, I'm kind of excited because come the 7th of June, we're kicking off again the Music in the Park there in Santa Clara. And you've played there before there, Ken.
I have, yeah. We played there a couple times, yeah.
Tell you, this little community is just amazing, man. There's something goes on, and I've been there. We've done this. I've been part of this. And that's what it's all about there, Ken.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, we just went to I just went to something last night with Patrice to see a guy who's – I can't remember his name now. I had it here. Howie put him on. And the guy who does the blues show.
Yeah, the blues show.
Not the blues show. I mean the poetry show.
Oh, okay, okay.
And the guy was really good, and he sang a whole bunch of all of his songs, almost all of them, having to do with environmentalism and nature and stuff like that. And he's been all over the place singing these songs and playing it. And that's just a little thing in somebody's backyard that went on, you know. There's just more stuff. You can't imagine the stuff going on in this town.
Ken, you know, the thing is and I talked to Romeo. I talked to everybody. I don't know what it is. I just don't stop talking. I think that's what it is.
You're telling us.
Ken, George, you know, tomorrow at 11:30, they're actually rededicating the conference center, their veteran conference center there for Grand County. There, and I got to say it, they're in the corner of Highway 180 and 32nd mm-hmm. Street, and that's going to be happening on at 11:30. That's mañana. And then once again, voting is going on right now. I just beg people, I call people, you just go and vote.
Right, vote. Exactly.
I mean, it is just so, so important, you know, and it's just June 4th is just right around the corner. And let me just say, man. And I'm going to be straight up here, you know. I'm tired of listening to the news. I'm tired of listening to all this. We got to turn this whole thing around, and you're the only people that can do it is by voting.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it's all about, and that's our right. This is, you know, they've made it so easy, you know, to vote. Please, please go to the administrative Grand County Administrative Building from 8 to 5. They're there. They got a battalion of people helping out there at the county clerk's office. It's just very important. Please, very important. And then May 7th through May 8th, once again, Monday through Fridays. But other than that, and then you look at the Baird community, that's starting off on this weekend. So please, please check it out, man. It's really important. You need to vote right there, Ken, George. Absolutely. Did you already vote, George? I think you already did, didn't you?
I've already voted, and it's a really, really easy thing to do. I got to say, you know, having lived in some other states where people are hostile to having people vote,
yes,
it's remarkable just how easy it is to vote here. There really aren't any excuses for not voting.
Yeah, there's not people waiting up there to intimidate you, to make you afraid to vote or nothing. Everybody here is supporting your right to vote as an American citizen, which a lot of people have fought really hard to make sure you continue to have that, and we are still fighting hard to make sure people don't go back to the old days and intimidate or make laws that make it very difficult for certain groups of people to vote. Everybody should have the right to vote, and it shouldn't be made hard. It should be made easier to vote, because that's what it's about. That's what a democracy is. Now, if you don't believe in democracy and you say, oh, this is a republic, I don't really believe in democracy, well, maybe you can find somewhere that isn't a democratic place to move.
Send them
like
over
Hungary.
To Russia.
Hungary.
Send them send them over there, you know. Yeah. I saw a couple of little strips on people on how wonderful the, I don't even want to mention his name, that's, you know, the battle in, you know, in Ukraine. Saying he's such a wonderful guy. Really? Really? Yeah. I mean, all the bloodshed that's going on, and you think it's wonderful? So please, you can make a difference, man. We need to make a difference. And you know, and it starts here.
That's right. Right here.
Boy, and we have to really say what's going on at the Big Ditch Park, you know, thanks to Wendy Spurgeon. Those individuals, the Ditch Ditchbier.
Ditchbier, that's right.
Please go ahead and mention that in detail if you would there, Ken.
Okay, well, I'll just mention a bunch of stuff here. So Thursday, that's today, in case you hadn't noticed, it's May 16th, and from 1:30 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. today, the Caregivers Support Group, I think they meet every week, but every once in a while I like to mention it, because sometimes you might be feeling overwhelmed by caring for people. So they meet at the Lotus Center from 1:30 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. on Thursdays, and it's an emotional support group, sharing circle for anyone who finds themselves in a position of caring for a loved one and could benefit from support. Also today, the NMSU Extension Parents presents Bugs at the Silver City Public Library. I thought they got those out, cleaned those out. No, that's not right. It's something else. 515 West College Avenue, the Extension Office will be doing a bug craft. Come look at bugs and create one of your own. That sounds like fun. And also today, the Silver Triplets of the Rio Hondo and Betty Ben Deadly is going to be at the Whiskey Creek Socolo. And the Silver Triplets of the Rio Hondo is a psychedelic Western outfit conceived by William Slater, songwriter and founding member of Art Psych Heavyweights Grails. All right. A lot of stuff. And also Betty Benedetti plays twangadelic foot-stomping ritualistic rhythms and guitar-driven motifs that draw from Ennio Morricone's spaghetti westerns, surf, and roots rock. And that's all happening there at the Zocalo out there between here and Santa Clara. And you can get tickets at WhiskeyCreekZocalo.com. On Friday, Ditch Beer, opening night of Ditch Beer, 7 to 8 p.m. And that's tomorrow night at the Big Ditch Park, south of the Main Street Plaza. So Ditch Beer returns with more speeches, more poetry, more scenes, and more music to the Big Ditch Park.
So it's not more or less?
No, it's all more.
More or less.
Yeah, which is one of my family names, by the way. And I'm related to everybody, just like Raoul. But most people, you know, thank you, my distant cousin Dick Cheney, as well. Enjoy an evening in the cool shade of the ditch.
Oh, wait, did you just admit that?
Yes, I did.
He admitted. Get him out of the show.
Well, Liz, you know, Liz is bringing the name back into a certain amount of recovery, a certain amount. Anyway, she hasn't fallen. I mean, she's not like those idiots that went to New York yesterday.
Oh.
Some of them lawyers celebrating a criminal, an alleged criminal. Sorry.
It is all wrong.
Right.
It's all wrong.
And enjoy an evening in the cool shade of the ditch south of Main Street Plaza with a celebration of classical drama featuring works by William Shakespeare, Felix Lope de la Vega, and Sor Juana de la Cruz. Dress appropriately for outdoor theater and be prepared for the elements, bugs, and laughter. Bring your own lawn
bugs
chair.
And laughter there, George?
Well, yeah.
I think you need some of that.
And there's it's happening a bunch on Friday. This is the day we're talking about. The performance is 7 p.m. Saturday, May 18th, 7 p.m. Sunday, May 19th, there's two performances, one at 2 p.m., one at 6 p.m., and the last one will be on May 19th. And this year, Ditch Spears is produced by Theatrics Studio LLC. That means Limited Liability Corporation. Whew, art has changed. Anyway, donations and tips for production costs and to feed the actors are greatly appreciated. The event is open to the public, and the performers will pass a hat and not a cat. Please be respectful of our city parks and spaces and remove all garbage and belongings after the show. And if somebody else has put some garbage out there, pick that up as well.
Hey, you know, before you go any further.
Further.
We've gone through Thursday, but this afternoon at 1 o'clock. The Cobre baseball team will be playing in the first round of the 3A state tournament.
Right.
And they're ranked number one. So we wish them a lot of luck.
And where are they playing?
It's a neutral field.
Okay, that's a neutral field. That's good.
But I don't know where because maxpreps.com doesn't tell you.
Oh.
And it's I don't want to go there, but go ahead. Thanks for bringing that up, George, because you know what? Our small community, the mining district, part of the town of Silver City, all the Grand County, we're all in it together, and we all root.
Right, we do.
Absolutely, and boy, they've got a great team this year.
Yes, they do.
We have high hopes here.
Good. Yeah, no, it's really important stuff. I depend on you to have that
stuff. Let me tell you, I depend on George all the time, too.
Yeah, sometimes. I know, yeah.
All the time, sometimes.
Yeah, well, he's used to people doing that for him. That's why he's a lawyer, so he can help people out.
I thought he was a judge.
Unlike some lawyers who seem to be against everything we believe in.
All right.
Anyway, on Saturday, May 18th, Silver City Farmers Market, 1120 North Main Street, between 11th and 12th, right next to the golf park. And every Saturday, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m., and this week, Thea will be there, an award-winning folk and acoustic singer-songwriter. Also on Saturday, May 18th, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m., it's cleanup time, the May Community Cleanup. Grant County Community Foundation parking lot, 1106 North Pope Street, Silver City. Spring cleaning isn't just for the home. It's for the whole community. You're invited to join Silver City's Pick It Up.
And toss
no moss.
Yeah. And toss no moss. I was getting a little emotional there for a minute. For our May Community Cleanup. And help them harness the energy of the season to spruce up our streets and parks. Spring cleaning, it's called. Meet us at the Grant County Community Foundation parking lot, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. as they work to clean up our beloved community. Grab your gloves, rally your friends, and join us as we embrace the spirit of spring and work together to make a positive impact on our community and the environment. Volunteers should meet at the Grant County Community Foundation parking lot located at 1106 North Pope Street in Silver City at 9 a.m. on Saturday, May 18th. And volunteers should wear closed-toe shoes.
Yep.
And bring a hat, water, a water bottle, because it's just hard to carry that water in the palm of your hand.
And not a couple hours. Not single-use plastic bottles.
And not single-use, yeah. You know,
Don't be looking at me, all right?
We're not looking at you, man.
All right, they got my...
I'm looking away.
I'm actually looking at your single-use plastic bottle.
Oh, there is one there. Wow.
No, I don't see it.
You don't see it? Okay, good.
And it's on the 18th, right?
Yeah.
This Saturday.
Yeah, this Saturday. And bring sunscreen. Children 17 under must be accompanied by a parent or guardian. Families with younger children are encouraged to clean up litter in their neighborhood, local parks, or waterways, as children under 12 are not permitted on state highways for the cleanup. Thank you to the New Mexico Department of Transportation for hauling the collected trash to the landfill. Recyclable bubbles will be recyclable with Silver City Recycles. Check out the Pick It Up Toss No Moss website at www.silvercitytossnomoss.org. To sign up to volunteer and learn about litter prevention opportunities, the Business Pledge Program, and Adopt a Roadway or Waterway Program and Solid Waste Disposal and Recycling Resources. Okay. Is that enough?
Wait a second. After you get done and picking up trash and so on, go get entertained. Yes. Entertainment at the old James Stadium, the most magical place in Grant County. And check out Burlesque Baseball.
Where is that? Is that 12th and Kentucky Street?
That's just by the fine arts. Don't get too technical, all right?
For people who just moved here, I mean, James Park was James Park is the same as Doug's Park.
No, James Stadium.
And Harry's
James
Park.
James
Stadium, okay.
Okay. And not only that,
baseball, right?
Man, check out, we're going to have hot dogs, we're going to have popcorn, we got soda, so you can kick back and then just laugh and enjoy and be part of the festivity. And not only that, we do have, we're going to even have the fire department where they're going to shoot water over the kids, where they're going to be playing, riding, jumping balloon, face painting, chalk drawings, and you got to check out the awards for who's going to win against the Flacos and the Gordos for burlesque baseball starting at 1 o'clock. So please show up and really enjoy. We're going to have a lot of fun. And guess what? The fire department is going to shoot spray water over the kids and over the field. It's going to be a lot of fun. So be there or be square. Don't be square. And guess what? There's a special appearance from Kiana Huerta. She's actually going to be playing and singing. And some guy by the name of Flicker, he's learning how to play the one-man band, Take Me Out to the Ball Game. That's going to be interesting. To me, just to watch that portion of it is going to be interesting.
Me out to the ball game.
And take. I'm just the MC.
I'm the MC.
And I think I'll guarantee you I'm going to make it a little bit entertaining. Just a little bit.
No. Yeah, you'll probably just show up in your regular clothes.
I'm going
to. You don't have regular clothes, do you?
I don't know what to wear, but it is what it is. But you know what? Tomorrow, you know, we're going to actually have Scott Plain. He's the director of Tom Paine, Based on Nothing by Will N. As a matter of fact, Scott Plain's going to be here to talk, and we got to talk about this Monty Valenzuela. What an amazing character. So they're going to be here tomorrow. And a lady by the name of Allison Civic, do you know who she is?
Oh, yeah, right. She's a very civic-minded.
She's civic, and she's doing a lot of dancing going on. But she's going to be here tomorrow, también. Can I say también there, Ken?
You can say también.
Can I say también? Yeah. And she's going to be here, and she's going to be talking about, let me just say this, not only about the Tosh No Mas, you know, coming up this Saturday, she would like to speak a little bit about the Nature Discovery Summer Camp and the new air quality network setup. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
And then Heidi Ho. She's going to be here all day tomorrow, so that's going to be great.
Yeah, and Sunday, May 19th, from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m., Jerry and the Cat Daddies will be playing at the Little Toad Creek Brewery at 200 North Burlidge Street, featuring local musicians Jay Boswell.
Cat Daddy.
Yes.
You know, that's where I got the name that
I
wanted to be Cat Daddy. Yeah.
And M. Yaxley. I'm, they just gave us the initials. We know who they are anyway, but they're trying to be secret about it.
But Ken, check this out. I wanted my radio name to be Cat Daddy, and I got it from Jerry Boswell.
I believe that.
What a cool dude, man.
Well, you guys grew up in the same neighborhood.
Little Gringuito there in Hurley. Yeah.
He's older than you, though, isn't he?
Yeah, he's older than me. Yeah.
Younger than me.
Everybody's older than me.
Almost, yeah.
Okay,
right?
Go ahead.
At least a lot of them act older. Anyway, Monday, May 20th, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., Ditch Spear final night. That'll be the final night to see Shakespeare in the ditch. You know, I mean, he got drunk one night and then ended up there, you know.
Ended up in the ditch.
Yeah, right.
The big ditch.
Final night at Big Ditch Park, south of Main Street Plaza. Friday, May 24th, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., something like that. I think 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., Sangre Gitana, Rumba Flamenco, Whiskey Creek, Zocalo, 11786 Highway 180 East. First come, limited seating, kickoff blues, festival weekend with some Rumba Flamenco, Sangre Gitana, which means gypsy blood, pretty much. Is an original rumba flamenco band based out of El Paso, the crossroads of musical melting pot. They originated in 1997, spearheaded by local artists who were captivated by the enchanting sounds of rumba flamenca in 2000. And during an encounter with the Gypsy Kings, lead singer Nicolas Reyes dubbed them Sangre Gitana. So that, you know, the blood of the gypsies. I mean, what more can you have, you know? Yeah, don't cut your finger, man, while you're playing the guitar. That's why I play, because they play so hard, their fingers are bleeding.
Oh, they're bleeding? That's
why, yeah. Why,
oh,
and also Friday, May 24th at 8 p.m. to 11 p.m., the Rudy Boy Experiment, Little Toe Creek Brewery, is Blues Festival weekend. All this stuff is happening. That's Southwest Rock and Blues Innovators, the Rudy Boy Experiment, hail from the land of enchantment of Albuquerque, New Mexico. Well, that's part of the land of enchantment.
Yeah,
you know?
Just a little bit.
Yeah, it's farther north from here, though. And the act has become very popular in the western U.S. This three-piece group features a multi-talented Rudy Boy Jaramillo on vocals, as well as lead and rhythm guitar. And then the Blues Fest, like we were saying, you know, next Saturday, Gough Park, 11 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., 11 o'clock, the Illusion Band, 1 o'clock, Mark May, 3 o'clock, Connie Brannick's Little House of Funk, 5 o'clock, Kelly Baker Band, 7 o'clock, Alistair Green, Sunday, noon to 8:30, noon, Mama's Kitchen Sink, 2 o'clock, Felix y Los Gatos, 4 o'clock, Hurricane Ruth, sorry. Saturday, May 25th, 11 p.m. at the Little Toll Creek Brewery, CW Ion Band. So CW will be back in town again. So that's on Saturday evening. So all this stuff is happening. You know, it's just amazing.
I'm going to guarantee you, Nan is already getting her costumes ready. She's going to put on the show at the Blues Festival, and it's going to be a awesome time, and hopefully please participate. Let's make it a record-breaking event there at the Blues Festival, because it's been going on for many, many years, and it's been going to be wonderful. So,
yeah.
Nan, I want to thank Nan for everything that she does.
You know, Raul, I've been hearing a very disturbing rumor.
Oh, my goodness. There's the disturbing rumor. Go ahead. Lay it on me.
I've heard that the ghost of Steve Spurrier may show up for burlesque baseball.
Steve, you know what? Dun, da, da, dun. You know what? I've heard that same rumor.
I hope that there aren't any folding chairs in the area.
I hate to say this. Oh, my goodness. And you know what? George is going to be one of the coaches. Oh,
my God.
Oh, that's going to be scary. I know. Steve Tree is going to be with I think you're with the Flacos, and Steve is going to be with Roger Tree is going to be with the Gordos. Wow. The lineup is set up. He shows up, man. We got to be ready for him.
We'll be ready.
You'll be ready. Wow. This Saturday, please don't miss it. It's going to be fun. You going to have fun, George?
I'm going to have a lot of fun.
If Dr. Dinwiddie is already texting us on do something special on the fourth inning to do backwards baseball, I never thought about that.
You know, we start out with 3 outs.
We start out with I don't know how that's going to work. And I do want to thank the museum with Bart and a couple individuals, Brittany Beers, and also Ana Trinidad and Roger Tree, Wendy Aspersion. It takes a village to run this show, and it's going to be for a lot of fun, laughter, and please become a member of the museum. We're reaching out all over Grant County for being a wonderful place to visit. So, George, Ken, this is KURU 89.1 FM here in Silver City, Nuevo Mexico. Ten buen día. Have a wonderful day. Love each other, and love you, PJ.
Love you, Raul.